Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 157. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about procalcitonin effects on patient outcomes, answer the drug information question, is cefepime 1 gram Q6 hours just as good as 2 grams Q8 hours for patients receiving continuous renal replacement therapy, and share a resource for aggregating journal articles. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode157. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article for this episode is titled Effect of Procalcitonin Testing on Healthcare Utilization and Costs in Critically Ill Patients in the United States. The lead author is Robert A. Balk, and this was published in the journal Chest, January 2017. There's tremendous interest in being able to diagnose sepsis with an objective, readily available test such as procalcitonin. The hope is that an objective test would allow for faster identification of sepsis and more rapid discontinuation of unnecessary antibiotics. These surrogate outcomes, in turn, should lead to improved hard outcomes, such as reduced mortality. The authors of this trial conducted a retrospective analysis of the Premier Healthcare database for patients admitted to the ICU with 1 to 2 procalcitonin evaluations on day 1 of ICU admission versus patients who did not have procalcitonin testing. Funding for the study was provided by a company that sells procalcitonin tests. Over 33,000 procalcitonin-managed patients were matched with over 98,000 non-procalcitonin-matched patients. Patients who had procalcitonin levels tested on ICU admission had significantly decreased length of stay, both hospital and ICU length of stay, lower hospital costs, less antibiotic exposure, and a better chance of being discharged home. Mortality was no different between groups. The authors concluded use of procalcitonin testing on the first day of ICU admission was associated with significantly lower hospital and ICU lengths of stay, as well as decreased total ICU and pharmacy costs of care. Further elucidation of clinical outcomes requires additional data. The results of this retrospective study do suggest that procalcitonin testing on ICU admission is associated with better patient outcomes. What is not clear is how exactly should a clinician interpret procalcitonin results in a given patient to achieve better patient outcomes. The study took retrospective data from a wide variety of hospitals, which presumably all have different interpretation guidelines for a given procalcitonin result. Procalcitonin is not a lab test routinely ordered at my institution, and I don't see the results of this study changing that. My unscientific Twitter poll, you can follow me there at Pharmacy Joe, showed that nearly 3/4 of respondents do not routinely check procalcitonin levels on ICU admission. The drug information question for this episode is cefepime 1 gram Q6 hours just as good as 2 grams Q8 hours for patients receiving continuous renal replacement therapy? And the answer is yes. A study published in the International Journal of Antimicrobial Agents used pharmacokinetic modeling to describe the population pharmacokinetics of cefepime in patients undergoing continuous renal replacement therapy. The authors examined multiple dosing schedules for cefepime and multiple ultrafiltration flow rates against a theoretical MIC of 8 milligrams per liter. The authors concluded dosing simulations show that a dose of 2 grams Q8 hours or 1 gram Q6 hours is needed to ensure rapid achievement of adequate levels if the ultrafiltration rate is above 1500 mLs per hour. The resource for this episode was submitted by Z Hodges in the free Pharmacy Nation Slack group, which you can join at pharmacynation.org. And the resource is Read by QXMD. It helps you keep up to date with groundbreaking research in your area of practice. You can use your existing university affiliation and subscription to get PDF articles from medical journals on your iPad, iPhone, Android, and web-enabled desktop. I was able to install this app on my Android phone, but I had to use the desktop version to add keywords to follow. This app seems like a much more convenient version of saved searches in PubMed, which I discussed back in episode 7. As with any journal aggregator service, be very judicious about how many journals or keywords you follow. It's very easy to follow too many journals and keywords and become overwhelmed. Every week in the Critical Care Pharmacy Academy, I keep pharmacists up to date on the latest critical care literature. I summarize the most important articles that are relevant to critical care pharmacy and give my opinion of how they can be applied to practice. You can find out more by going to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.